Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
Oh, it's time to talk about Club Medicare's football coaches. Oh.
Did you watch Monday night's University of North Carolina football game against TCU? Yeah, in the old cheerleader vernacular, it was UGLY with a big capital U. Carolina thrilled the sellout home crowd by scoring the first touchdown of the night in the opening quarter, but unfortunately, it went downhill very quickly from there. North Carolina was soundly thrashed 48-14 by the upstart Texas Christian University Horned Frogs from Fort Worth, Texas. The blue-clad Carolina fans were downright dejected during and after Monday night's embarrassing defeat on national television. The 48 points allowed, and it could have been much worse, was the largest number of points allowed by a North Carolina football team on the opening week of any football season, and the school began playing football back in the year 1888. More than half of this sellout crowd in Chapel Hill left before the end of the third quarter, because they'd seen enough. The ESPN broadcast team even became so bored during the fourth quarter of play that analyst Kirk Herbstreit put his TV headset over the ears of his support dog, a golden retriever, during the final minutes of this massive blowout. Yeah, the dog didn't think it was that funny either. The Tar Heels were led by their rookie college head coach. Perhaps the new North Carolina head football coach and his 24-year-old fiancé have been distracted in recent weeks by planning their future wedding. The coach did not look very well on Monday night. This rookie college football coach stood stoically on the sidelines with his arms folded for much of the game. His North Carolina football team committed two turnovers, which TCU then ran into the end zone for touchdowns. TCU's offense outgained Carolina 542-222. Oh my! North Carolina's rookie college head football coach seemed vaguely familiar though, standing along those sidelines. He wore a rather dull-looking gray sweatshirt and appeared unamused by his team's poor play on the football field. The Tar Heels have an incredible 70 new football players on the roster to begin the season. The majority of them probably wish they had gone to play somewhere else after Monday night's game. But then again, the Carolina faithful might be willing to help many of them pack their bags after Monday night's implosion, too. The new football coach then had to go meet the assembled press afterwards in his first college football post-game press conference. Any mumble, any grumble about how he has to coach better and how the team has to play better. The rookie coach gave credit to TCU. He said, "They were clearly the better team tonight." 73-year-old Bill Belichick is the oldest coach in college football this season. Longtime New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is indeed that rookie college football coach for the University of North Carolina. He won 6 Super Bowl titles in 24 years as the head coach of the New England Patriots in the NFL. Belichick also had some quarterback by the name of Tom Brady leading his offense for most of those years. Tom Brady left New England after the 2019 NFL season and immediately won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay at the end of his first year in Southwest Florida. Bill Belichick's New England Patriots, without Tom Brady, sank to records of 10-7, then 8-9, and then 4-13 over the next 3 seasons. And that's when the future Hall of Fame coach and New England's owner mutually agreed it was time for the longtime coach to vamoose. Coach Belichick interviewed for the Atlanta Falcons' open job, but he did not get it. He spent most of last fall's football season doing TV analyst work as he impressed home viewers with his deep knowledge of the game. Most football fans were quite surprised when the 73-year-old Bill Belichick was announced as the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina back in December of 2024. His entire coaching career from 1975 to 2023 had been spent in the NFL. The NCAA's recent NIL rules, though, have allowed college athletes to be compensated, like check out LSU or Oregon if you don't think money talks. Bill Belichick seemed, though, to be a comfortable fit to coach in today's college football with the evolving environment featuring highly paid athletes. The previous head football coach at the University of North Carolina was Mack Brown. The former leader of the Tar Heels football team was, surprise, 73 years of age when he was fired last November in Chapel Hill. So the UNC athletics director now has egg on his face again. North Carolina athletics director Bubba Cunningham hired then 68-year-old Mack Brown to run his football program beginning in 2019. 5 years later, it was Cunningham bringing in 73-year-old Bill Belichick to replace Mack Brown. The Tar Heels athletic director apparently feels quite comfortable when he has a very experienced coach in charge of his school's football team. But the next football coach you see at the University of North Carolina will not be hired by the 63-year-old Bubba Cunningham. He was effectively and very quietly sent to pasture this summer. The University of North Carolina will make the current athletic director train his own replacement for the job over this next year. Bubba Cunningham will transition into an administrative role, in other words, sidelined from the sports spotlight, next June in 2026. Former NASCAR auto racing executive Steve Newmark, who's in his mid-50s, is going to take the athletic director baton next summer at the University of North Carolina. UNC's Research Triangle rivals like Duke and North Carolina State have both outperformed the Tar Heels in football during recent seasons. And of course, the Blue Devils men's basketball team at Duke has dominated the Tar Heels in the ACC standings the last few years as well. And that is unacceptable in the Tar Heel state. So it's bye-bye, Bubba. Question: how many college and pro football coaches are eligible to receive Medicare, which is age 65 this year? It's a very short list. The oldest major college football coaches this season are Bill Belichick at North Carolina, age 73 in his first year at Carolina. Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. He's age 70 in his 26th season at Iowa. Casey Keeler at Temple University. He's age 66 in his first year at Temple. He came from Sam Houston. Kyle Winningham at Utah. He's age 66, but in his 22nd year at Utah. And Willie Fritz, that young-looking coach at the University of Houston, is age 65. I'm surprised. He's in his second season at the University of Houston. There are 136 FBS major colleges this year in 2025 after the University of Delaware and Missouri State were admitted to Conference USA this fall. That means only 4.4% of the coaches are age 65 and older. Now, in the NFL, there are only two coaches of Medicare age. Those are Pete Carroll of the Las Vegas Raiders. He turned 74 later this month on September 15th. And Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs, who's age 67. That's just two of the 32 NFL coaches, or 6.25%, over the age of 65. We all remember former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno was at the helm for 45 years before he was fired in November 2011 at the age of 84. The winningest football coach ever in major college history, with 409 wins, all at Penn State, died 74 years after coaching his final football game for the Nittany Lions. And then there's Florida State's Bobby Bowden. He made it to age 80 as the head football coach in Tallahassee. He remains second to Paterno with 377 career college football wins. Coach Bowden had 33 seasons at Florida State, plus six more at West Virginia and four at Howard University early in his career. Coach Bowden passed away in 2021 at the age of 90. And then we have Alabama coaching legend Nick Saban. He retired at age 72 after the end of the 2023 college football season. The man with seven championship rings, six with Alabama, and one with LSU, has no desire to return to coaching in today's wild, wild environment. However, Nick Saban recently expressed a sincere desire to participate in a new commission which might be allowed to rein in these recent changes in college athletics and to enforce new rules on all of the participating schools. But coaching? Forget about it. Age 73 or not, is Bill Belichick the right man for the job at North Carolina? Well, we're going to find out soon enough. This Saturday evening's 6 p.m. Central Time kickoff on ESPN Plus has the University of North Carolina now traveling to play a sister school at UNC Charlotte. The 49ers have posted just one winning season in 15 years of participating in major college football. A loss to Charlotte would be absolutely devastating for UNC faithful and, more importantly, to coach Bill Belichick. UNC Charlotte went 5-7 last year in 2024. The 49ers were absolutely drubbed 33-14 at home by Appalachian State in week one of the football season. This coming week's football game was expected to be a cakewalk for the Tar Heels. Las Vegas oddsmakers still have UNC a 13.5-point favorite over Charlotte this Saturday night. You know that Charlotte's football players and much of the city are going to be fired up to play a wounded Tar Heels football team this weekend. A loss to Charlotte on Saturday night might signal a very quick end to the college football coaching career of Bill Belichick, just 2 games into his first season at UNC. Belichick signed a 5-year contract worth $10 million per season, with the first 3 years, $30 million, fully guaranteed. Interestingly, Coach Bill Belichick also has the right to pay a $1 million exit fee to the University of North Carolina in order to get out of his contract, too. That might seem the most gracious way to step down if the walls fall in on North Carolina soon. Coach Belichick would be able to then save face with the North Carolina football fans by leaving the program quickly and giving the Tar Heels a chance to identify a more dynamic, yes, I mean younger, leader to rebuild the school's football team beginning next year. The Charlotte 49ers, just like the TCU Horned Frogs, are not being discussed by the media again this week. The focus, as it's been for months, has been on North Carolina's football coach, Bill Belichick. A win over North Carolina and its Hall of Fame NFL coach would be the biggest moment in the history of Charlotte 49ers football, and they will definitely be ready on Saturday night. Do you think there's enough pressure on UNC to win this game Saturday? I'm Swamp Swami.